With barely 3 months to the 2016 general election, stakeholders have reiterated the need to ensure peace before, during and after the polls. To this end, Dell Foundation, an NGO involved in the empowerment of the youth through education, has launched the Youth for Peace Walk 2016 in Accra to sensitize the public to the need for peace during this year's election. The walk, which is expected to take place on September 21, coincides with the International Day for Peace. Speaking at the launch, the manager of GBC's Unique FM, Ebenezer Ojawu, said the youth will be critical to peace before, during and after the election. He urged Ghanaians to value the peace the country is enjoying.
Most of the time, those of us in Ghana, because of the peace we are enjoying, we take so many things for granted and we think, oh, peace is nothing. But if you talk to some of our military people who have been at the war front, they will give you a vivid picture, and that is when you will appreciate the peace that we are enjoying. It is because of this principle that we at Unique FM, and for that matter GBC, decided to support when we approach. Many young people either avail themselves or are more often than not leave with money, gifts and promises of all kinds into perpetrating these acts of violence. This situation is very, very worrying. This year's election, from all indications, will be keenly contested. Tom Mama is in the Western region. Ebubat was there before he went. So, I mean, that should tell you that the two leading parties are leaving no stone unturned. This is where young people can bring their strengths together to make the difference.
Coordinator for the Youth for Peace Walk, Evans Edemhoke, outlined other activities on the sidelines of the walk.
We have been able to mobilize volunteers across the country to make them peace ambassadors in their respective communities. If we want to communicate peace to these people, then it should be from the grassroots to us. We also have outreach programs that have targeted the flashpoints during elections. Some of the flashpoints, as some of us may already know, Samine is one, Agbogbloshie is two, Asonwase, Kumase, even the northern part of Ghana, we have some flashpoints.
CEO of the foundation, Comfort Glikpu, said a large crowd is expected for the walk. She urged universities and corporate bodies to join to ensure that the peace message is disseminated.
I personally feel the youth have potentials that can be redirected to productive ventures rather than engaging in electoral violence and all those things. I realize that because of unemployment and a whole lot of issues affecting us economically, sometimes we go as low as 10 Ghana cedis and take t-shirts and engage in certain things. So the main aim is to sensitize each other as youth to say no to electoral violence. For the walk, we are expecting 5,000 participants. We are inviting all universities, tertiary institutions, nursing schools, any other school that wants to partake. We are inviting everybody to come on 21st of September and let's walk massive for peace.
You heard CEO of the foundation, Comfort Glikpu.